And it's going to be that time of year where the red kettles are out, and Captain Paul Ryerson's here this morning from the Salvation Army. Good morning. How are you, Captain?
Good morning.
Glad you're here this morning on this warm day. We can wear shirt sleeves today as we have bell ringers out there. But tell me about the bell ringing. When does it get started, and how can people get organized in this?
Well, actually, bell ringing has already started.
Okay.
We kicked off Friday. Was the beginning of our Christmas season, where we set up our angel tree at the Post Oak Mall food court, and we also put out our first bell ringers. So if you want to come ring a bell, we're ready for you now.
You know, one of the things I think people need to understand is if you don't have someone to volunteer, then the Salvation Army actually has to spend money. You're paying people to come ring the bell, and that's a great donation. You're donating your time, and you're saving the Army money as well.
That's very true, actually. For every location that we don't have a volunteer to stand at, we have to pay a ringer to be there, because we depend on the income from those red kettles every single year.
Well, and this may be the one point that a great deal of the general public has a connection with the Salvation Army. Clearly, you're here to help in times of need, but quite often, this is how people recognize it, whether it's Dallas Cowboy football players diving into them at AT&T Stadium or what. The Salvation, and again, the Cowboys, the Joneses are tremendous supporters
they
of
are.
The Salvation Army. It's great to have. But if you want to do this, do you get a chance to pick your day, your location? You tell me how it makes it easiest for y'all.
Yeah, so the answer to that, all that is yes. The best thing you could do if you really want to help us out and to ring a bell is you can visit SalvationArmyBCS.org.
Okay.
And there's a little banner on there that says click here to be a bell ringer. You click on that, and it'll give you all the information you want to know about being a bell ringer. And it'll be a little form you can fill out on there, and my staff will be in touch with you. You can choose time, location, day, all that sort of thing is all up to you. You're the volunteer. And particularly, even if it's an individual, we would love to take individuals and go out and ring a bell for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take families, we take businesses, sororities, fraternities, organizations. We'll take them all.
Well, again, when disaster strikes, you know the Salvation Army is there, but this Salvation Army does so much more in this area. So tell us a little bit more about what goes on there and how people can help besides being bell ringers.
Well, here locally, one of the largest programs that we provide our community, it may be somewhat hard to believe, but it's food. It's year in and year out, it's the largest service we provide. Last year, 2016, we served over 320,000 pounds of food just here in the Bryan-College Station area. That's 16,000 people that came to the Salvation Army just saying, I need something to eat.
Wow.
And then, of course, we have other programs here locally that we help with rent and utilities. Individuals who are about to become homeless or evicted or can't afford their utility bill, we'll step in and we'll be that advocate for them in that time of need. But also clothes or disaster relief services. These are all services provided here locally. And of course, we're just coming off hurricane season, where again locally we provided personnel and sent them to Harvey to serve from 2-week deployments, and we deployed our assets. We have a disaster vehicle here locally that we sent out there, and personnel from Bryan-College Station that served out there as well.
So if any of our listeners qualify for these services, or if they know somebody who qualifies for these things that you do, what should they do to contact the Army?
Well, the two best ways to contact us is you can first visit our website, SalvationArmyBCS.org, or you can call us at 979-361-0618.
Okay, and you can sign up for an hour, you can sign up for several hours ringing the bell, you can all do it online or that contact information there, right?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet.